What are your thoughts after this one, Ian?
It's a tough one. Tough one to swallow there, you know. Obviously, had an expectation going into that game to win, and when you don't, you know, just a lot of disappointment, obviously. So we're going to shoulder this one and move forward.
What did the Texas defense do that gave you guys some issues?
You know, I really felt like we got in our own way at times and, you know, really had to finish drives, especially in the first half. Kind of dug ourselves, obviously, a little too deep. Was able to bounce back in the second half with some good stuff, made some adjustments, and our defense did as well. You know, just dug that hole a little too deep in the first half.
You know, first one back out there, you know, just how did it feel kind of getting back into the offense?
Yeah, obviously a lot of excitement. Really, really happy to be back and thankful for that opportunity. And, you know, that's about it. You know, just thankful for each opportunity I get. And I think we all are. And you know, able to get back out on the field doing what I love, that's something to be thankful for.
Adrian, what did it take you?
What does it say about your team that you can get the resiliency to be down 21 at halftime and kind of fight back and pull within one score?
Yeah, I think it definitely speaks to the character of this team. There's no quitting us, and, you know, there definitely won't be after this game. We're going to come back even stronger, and that's really the trend that's happened this year so far, and I have ultimate faith in our guys to bounce back and be better next week.
Did it take you a while to get a feel for the game after basically 2 weeks out?
Yeah, it was almost felt like it might have been a month, you know, since my last game, real game. So a little bit at first, I'd say, in all honesty, but I felt like I was able to get in that groove pretty quickly and felt confident in what we were doing. So
you found Deuce pretty wide open out of the backfield a lot tonight. Was that something you guys saw on film this week, or is that just what they gave you tonight?
I'd say that's what they gave us a couple times, and we had some nice schemes, some nice plays designed for him. He's obviously one of our best, if not our best, playmakers. So want to find ways to get him the ball, and we were able to do that for the most part in the pass game tonight.
Can you walk us through what the last couple of weeks were like for you?
Yeah, just a grind and rehab and making sure to get back physically to where I needed to be able to play. And really just a lot of credit to Mindy and her staff, our training staff, for being able to do that.
Adrian, on that last play, can you kind of walk us through what happened?
Yeah, you know, probably a little bit of trying to do too much, you know, trying to make a play there at the end of the game, and, you know, was moving through my progression and really getting down to the bottom, which would be the check down, and trying to make that throw. Got it batted away, you know. We'll see it on film exactly how it went down, but turnovers definitely hurt us tonight.
Describe the 25-yarder on the stop-and-go post to Cade Warner.
Yeah, you know, that was a great play call. Great play call. Kind of had a feeling they'd line up like that to that formation, specifically the stack. You know, we had shifted to it, and once we saw it sort of pre-snap, kind of knew what would be there. So looked off the field safety, and Kate ran a great route, and, you know, that's what the play was designed for. So great call by Coach CK.
What's the message?